Good evening. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. An Ohio woman is going to prison for her part in the killing of a Rock Island man 2 years ago. This morning, 23-year-old Chelsea Raker was sentenced to 40 years. Raker was one of three people charged with murder for the 2016 fatal shooting of 15-year-old Jesse Armstrong during an armed robbery. In a deal with prosecutors, she agreed to plead guilty to armed robbery, and in return, two counts of first-degree murder were dropped. Her two co-defendants in Armstrong's murder are both from Rock Island. Neither one of them has been tried or convicted yet. Five faith-based student organizations have filed a brief in support of a now-defunct Christian group that's suing the University of Iowa in federal court. Katerina Sestarek has more.
One Jewish group and four Christian groups have become friends of the court in support of business leaders in Christ. The former student organization recently sued the University of Iowa for religious discrimination. The university ended the group's status as a registered student organization after it allegedly denied a leadership position to a gay student. An attorney for the associated groups writes they're concerned a ruling against business leaders in Christ could impact leadership choices by other religious organizations on campus. The state of Iowa argues that these groups chose to accept state funding, and that comes with restrictions. The state says the court will have to weigh religious freedom against preventing discrimination. Business Leaders in Christ is asking the university to reinstate the group while the lawsuit continues. A hearing on that request is set for Thursday in Davenport. I'm Katerina Sestarek, Iowa Public Radio News.
Illinois public health officials are reporting a second case of measles in a person who was at Chicago's O'Hare Airport. The Illinois Department of Public Health on Wednesday said the case is unrelated to a case reported last week at O'Hare. The department says there is not a measles outbreak at the airport. Officials say the individual with the second confirmed case was at O'Hare on January 9th. Local health departments are contacting those thought to be most at risk, including passengers on the inbound flight to Chicago. The individual also was at locations in Evanston, Skokie, and Park Ridge during the following days. A coalition of more than two dozen state, local, and national organizations rallied at the Iowa State House on Tuesday against a proliferation of large hog confinement operations known as CAFOs. The coalition says they have diminished the quality of life in the Iowa countryside. The Iowa Alliance for Responsible Agriculture is calling for a moratorium on new large hog operations until fewer than 100 Iowa waterways remain impaired. It's one of several bills offered by State Senator David Johnson, an independent from Ochiden, to strengthen regulation of hog farms.
It's time to get tough on poor siting of hog confinements, including those being built in environmentally sensitive areas, and locating CAFOs where the smell and sound of someone else's money is in your bedroom every night.
According to the Iowa DNR, there are roughly 13,000 CAFOs in Iowa now, and the number continues to grow. Under the bill, the moratorium would last until Iowa redesigns the so-called master matrix that was adopted in 2002, which critics say is not working to limit the locations of livestock operations. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.